This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended the state's COVID-19 disaster declaration that was first issued 2 years ago. The extension continues access to federal recovery funding and makes more resources available to healthcare facilities. The governor's order extends the disaster declaration for another 30 days. A bill to reimburse school districts for more of the cost of educating students with disabilities is moving forward. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
The bill would send $40 million more dollars to school districts. Federal law mandates that school districts educate students with disabilities, but the state and federal government pay just a fraction of the cost. School districts must pick up on average 65% of the cost. They do this by cutting into programs for other students. Bill sponsors say the legislation would lower student-teacher ratios, decrease class sizes, and help schools provide better support to special education students. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Americans want to hear a message of hope during tonight's State of the Union address. That's according to More in Common, a nonprofit that fights political polarization around the world. In its latest survey, Americans list frustration, disappointment, and exhaustion as their top emotions toward the country. Stephen Hawkins is More in Common's research director based in Englewood.
What's clear is that Americans are looking for a reason to be hopeful.
You can hear the President's State of the Union speech live on CPR News and at CPR.org tonight at 7. It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado, Front Range highs in the 40s, and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.